One day, a short while ago, my wife and I were watching a network TV drama, The Good Wife, perhaps. A commercial came on. She said to me, "Come on, what are you doing?" "What?" I said, all innocent. "Why are we watching the commercials? Fast forward through." "Because, dear, I can't. We're watching live." She laughed out loud. "Goodness, when was the last time we did that?" Neither of us could remember. The revolution was televised, but we watched it the next day on DVR. In this wondrous age of Moore's Law, miracles and revolutions cascade down upon us steadily, quietly, like fluffy snowflakes. And we wake up one day to notice that the landscape has somehow been transformed. Comcast tries to buy Time Warner but fails. Now Charter Communications wants to buy both Time Warner and Bright House Networks in a deal unimaginably huge. So why are the masters of finance scrambling so to create even bigger media behemoths? Netflix, the analysts say. Netflix. Netflix, which didn't exist 20 years ago, which just a few years ago mostly mailed you DVDs in those little red packets, now seems to call a lot of the shots in digital entertainment. The producer of House of Cards makes long-established cable giants look like, well, a house of cards. Every one of us knows a cord cutter, someone who has no cable or satellite dish but still watches all the video entertainment they can handle via other means, from Netflix to Apple TV to Roku. Sometimes I wonder whether anyone other than a few Silicon Valley venture capitalists can keep up with this pace of change. Throughout the recent Philadelphia mayoral race, we journalists dutifully charted the fundraising for and the launching of political ads as though they were the key to the campaign. But I kept asking myself, who the heck watches campaign ads anymore? I know I don't. I don't watch any ads, except Geico's, because they're funny. This seems to me to be one of the big stories to watch in the coming presidential extravaganza. A huge political apparatus dependent upon and lucrative for campaign consultants still assumes TV advertising drives election results. I doubt that's true anymore. But will any serious presidential candidate be bold enough to test that hypothesis? And if that person succeeded, what might that do to limit the malignant influence that big money plays on our politics? As we used to say in a vanishing age, stay tuned. I'm Chris Cetullo.